We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to Kits and Wagers. We're talking to you Monday night before game week 14. I am Adam Zdroik, joined by Chris Owen. We both work at RotoWire. Before we get into all the details, are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and have actual utility? Try So Rare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, compete with officially licensed digital cards with soccer players from over 180 clubs on So Rare. That's SORARE.com. Chris, this is our first, you know, after hours late night show of the season. We had to come in and, you know, get the pod out to the people because we got midweek matches. So Chris, how you doing first off, and what do we got for the kit this week?
Yeah, Adam, good to see you again. A little short week for us. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say this is the hardest working fantasy soccer betting pod that's in the industry right now. It's Monday. It's, you know, nearly 9 o'clock your time. It's about 6 o'clock for me. We are, we're back here. I think this is the first time that we've recorded on a Monday night. We're typically doing like a early morning Friday podcast or Thursday podcast. So a little bit different here for the schedule. You know, these game weeks are coming hot and heavy now, and we got to get the content out there for our devoted listeners. And then secondly, I am breaking out my oldest kit right here. It's for those not watching on YouTube, it's a classic Real Madrid kit here. Purchased, I think, you know, on one of those soccer websites back in the year, like 2004, 2005. First one I ever bought. You know, I didn't know anything about the game, but I knew that Real Madrid sounded cool. It somehow still fits me despite, you know, a lot of surrounding factors with that. But yeah, so that's the one I'm rocking this weekend. And yeah, excited to chat a little more, little more kits and wagers this week.
You've been old school the last 2 weeks, I think, whatever you had last week. I'm back in my Wolves team, the Wolves squad under Bruno Lage, you know, my 10th favorite team in the Premier League, you know, the team that I have a bet on to finish in the top 10. And, you know, I just got to support my boys, my squad. So just sticking here with the Wolves. I got to get the logo up here, represent.
But that's a shirt. Okay. That's a very sharp shirt.
Shirts and wagers, of course.
Yeah, shirts and wagers, yep.
So we the elephant in the room here is that Chris is currently three straight best bets he's hit. So if you haven't been watching our show, wait, is there more? Is
no,
there more
no, than no. three? I think I'm three of my last four. I don't think I'm because I lost the West Ham bet 2 weeks ago. But three of my last four prior to that
right, I had that. I'm making up numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
no, tough start for us. But yeah, three of my last four, if you want to look at it that way.
Well, either way, it's better than what I've been doing. So Chris last week, he had Aston Villa to win. And so I think the big thing from that match is, so it came out. So just, you know, just our two best bets, I want to say the big thing is that you wait for lineups to come out. Obviously, on the show, we don't wait for lineups to come out. We did our show Wednesday and the games were Saturday. So Crystal Palace is what I believe their best defender, Joachim Anderson. He has a muscle injury now. And so he missed this Aston Villa match. And once I saw that, I was all over Chris's bet. Aston Villa to win plus 240. He also mentioned the draw no bet plus 140. And, you know, he took that bet before Anderson was out. So either that's luck or he just knows what he's doing.
Let's call it a little bit of both. You know, can't get too into myself here. I think I just like the fact that, you know, they're definitely playing a better brand of ball under Stevie G. I mean, obviously they've played well in the last two matches. Crystal Palace, it did help that they were missing their best defender. So we'll bank that one and we'll move on to this week. And hopefully we can keep make it a streak again here. And we'll get into a little bit later. But, yeah, hopefully we can continue that.
I guess I'll mention mine. So we had the connection issues last week, and Chris.
we would have had a proper discussion about this had I not had some terrible connection issues at the end. And I would have had to warn our listeners.
Yeah, so I took Liverpool and Southampton under 3.5 goals. It seemed like the odds were too good. And then, of course, Ralph Hasenhüttl, he's like, you know what? I've been doing 4-4-2 for the past however many years. I'm going to switch things up. I'm going to try and trick Liverpool, and I'm going to put three center backs on the defensive line, on the back line, and give Lionco, however you say the guy's name, give him his first start, I think, in the Premier League. And, I'm just going to try and play games with Liverpool and see if that works. Guess what? It didn't work. And Liverpool, it was 3-0 at half. I was hoping that'd stick, but I think it was Minamino. Did he get – or maybe I'm thinking Champions League. Someone got a fourth goal in the second half. I guess it was Jota's brace maybe, but it didn't.
Virgil van Dijk scored the fourth goal off the corner.
Okay, game. Yes. Yeah, that was off a corner or something. Either way, I was
writing the rap for rotowire.com. And covering this particular match, and I saw Lianco make his first start. He actually had a decent game from a statistical standpoint, but tough one to come into when he was arguably at fault for the first two goals from Jota. So yeah, the tough bet. And I also would have, hindsight 20 is 2020, but looking back at Liverpool's goal totals from their last eight matches in the Premier League, they've been scoring quite a few goals. So. But, we'll bounce back this week, and I have complete confidence in what you're going to do here this week and moving forward.
The good news is that, once again, my article, at rotowire.com, that one finished in the positive. I also conveniently wrote up Liverpool to win in a shutout at, plus 115 or so. That was one of my few bets I got correct. And, of course, what has been the case for I don't know how long, I keep picking – my articles are finishing in the positive. For the most part, I've had winning records on my articles, and I seem to pick, the worst bet every week. And you know what? Every week I say I'm going to turn around. This week I'm going to turn around. That's what we're doing. So week 14, again, we're going to discuss. We're going to pick out three matches, then go over our best bets. And this first one, we'll start with Tuesday because that's when things get kicked off. We got two matches on Tuesday. We got Newcastle home against Norwich and then Leeds home against Crystal Palace. We're going to single out, this relegation battle. So Newcastle plus 100 at home, Norwich plus 275. And I guess we're looking here. Over 2.5 goals is minus 115-ish, depending where you look. And the big thing here is Eddie Howe against Dean Smith. And I get the big thing, I guess I look back for two seasons ago when these guys were in the Premier League. So it was Bournemouth. Eddie Howe was at Bournemouth. Dean Smith still Aston Villa. Bournemouth won both those games. In the same season, they got relegated. They won both those games 2-1. So what do you think about those results? How much do you think that he actually comes into play here? But what are your thoughts for this game?
I would say that the fact that it was with a different club really kind of – I don't put a whole ton of weight into it, and maybe I should, but I would say that the fact that both those games were with Bournemouth and not with Norwich or Newcastle here, or not with Newcastle, rather, that I would kind of skip over that. The thing that sticks out to me is that I looked at these odds last night. They were Newcastle Football Club. They haven't won a game yet this season. I believe they've drawn six. They've lost seven, maybe something like that. They were minus odds last night. They were minus 110 favorites. Norwich was at plus 300. I looked just now before we started recording, and it's now Newcastle is plus 100. So it's flipped there from negative to positive odds. And Norwich has dropped from plus 300 to plus 275. So something's going on there where people are like, all right, those seem like some ridiculous odds. So that's the thing that really sticks out to me. And Newcastle have not played particularly well, as well as Norwich. That being said, Norwich has now, they won last match, and they were, I believe they were competitive in the one before. They haven't lost in three matches, is what you need to know. So I just like the way that they're playing. Dean Smith, you know, decent manager. So this should be a good scrap between the two. But just given the fact that I don't think Newcastle is actually better than Norwich, I kind of like taking Norwich here in this particular match.
Yeah, I think what I'm looking at so the numbers here are pretty, I guess they're even towards, you know, the over 2.5 goals. But yeah, like you said, Norwich, they drew New Wolves, then they beat Southampton, they beat Brentford, and that was with their former manager. But so I'm thinking goals in this one. They had the match against Wolves, which was not a ton happened in that one. You know, they defended pretty well against Wolves, and Wolves kind of have been, you know, I don't remember my squad, but it hasn't been the best offensive season for him. Raul Jimenez really hasn't gotten going since his fractured skull. So, but I just like, so Newcastle under Eddie Howe, they had that first match against Brentford 3-3, and that kind of showed, you know, just the team that how they're going to play. And then the match against Arsenal, yeah, it was 2-0, under 2.5 goals. But I think that's just Arsenal, a better team. They're, you know, they're imposing their will on the match, something I don't think Norwich are going to do. This is Eddie Howe's first match where he's going to be in person at home. A lot of qualifiers there. But I think that I think that kind of means something. You know, he's actually going to be there at home. And I think they're just going to come out. They're going to want to attack. And I just think the over 2.5 is this way to go in that spot.
Yeah, that's fair. Norwich City in their past for three or four matches has all been over 2.5, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, and then that 7-0 loss to Chelsea. So prior to the 0-0 against Wolves, who we know nothing, you know, can't score the goal, can't put the ball away, have a. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you there on the overs. Although it sounds like you're taking Newcastle here, and I might be rolling with Norwich.
I do not have a side in this match.
Okay, that's fair. All right. You try to goad a guy into taking Newcastle, and he didn't bite at all.
We'll see if my mind changes in the next 15 or so minutes. But
okay, perfect.
So the next match here, which is Wednesday, we're changing days here, and it's, of course, the Merseyside Derby. Everton are home in this one, but Liverpool are still minus 260, Everton plus 650 to win, over 2.5 goals, minus 155-ish, over 3.5 goals, plus 165-ish. So it's, you know, the projected goal total there is sitting around 3, which means, you know, a 2-1 kind of result there for in terms of the odds. But as I was telling Chris before this, I thought originally, you know, Liverpool have dominated this matchup, but that really hasn't been the case. And how much are you putting into previous results now that, you know, the guy Rafa Benitez is leading Everton here?
I mean, anytime these two teams play, it's kind of like all bets are off, really. Unfortunately, we got to talk about some bets, so we will do that. But yeah, I just think that Liverpool have been so much better than Everton. Everton are winless in their last five, I think. Something like that. But they have not been playing particularly well. So I really think that Liverpool should still continue in their form to continue to score goals. And did you say, I think you mentioned the over 2.5 was minus 155. I still think that's, those odds are not, you know, not quite like you know, I'm usually looking for those positive odds. So I kind of don't know if I would do that, but the plus 3.5, which is a lot of goals, would be a potential. I mean, we kind of talked about it, how we looked at it last week, but yeah, just think that this one's always tough to bet. Everton are missing Dominic Calvert-Lewin though, so that they just haven't been able to score.
Yeah, the weird thing, like you said, it kind of, you know, the way these teams playing kind of doesn't matter for this derby. And I guess that's the one thing that makes it kind of scary to take Liverpool at minus 280 or so. Because Everton, they're just not playing well. They won't play more on the counter early in the season. They're a little bit healthier. They had Calvert-Lewin. And then, you know, their guys got injured. Decore, he's back, so that definitely helps. And, they've been kind of more defensive, and that just hasn't worked because they haven't scored. They haven't scored in the last three matches. They got that scoreless draw against Tottenham. They tried to keep Manchester City at bay. That obviously didn't work the last 3-0. And then, you know, they gave up the PK to Brentford early in the first half, and then they couldn't score. So, I mean, just going off history, you'd think, okay, this is a big match, Everton. Maybe they'll come through, but it's just hard to bet anything on Everton with the way they're playing right now. And sure, Richarlison's back from suspension, but like, how much does that mean for this matchup when Liverpool are mostly healthy? So,
yeah, Everton have been shut out in 4 of their past 6 matches. It's not like, I mean, Liverpool decent, pretty solid defensively. And I mean, those shutouts were to the likes of like Brentford, who we've seen give up a ton of goals. Obviously Man City, good back line. Shout out against Tottenham when they were playing a man down, and then against West Ham. So, you know, 3 of those teams have been pretty solid defensively, but yeah, just really struggling to score goals without any firepower up top.
Yeah, so in that case, I was looking at Liverpool to win and shutout. You got plus 135. And if you want a little more fun, maybe Everton get an early goal or something and Liverpool are pushing the rest of the way, you can get Liverpool to win from and come from behind as plus 600. Maybe not the best odds. And I wonder if you're a live bet in the game, if Everton score a goal, I don't know what – if they're going to be at plus 600, but it's still a fun thing to look at.
That's definitely an interesting odd at plus 600. I think, you know, we've discussed this one a few times, specifically Mo Salah over the length of the season here, but minus 135, which is right on that cusp, like to minus 135, I should say, to score. So right on the cusp of being like, okay, maybe I'll consider that one. And then if you really are feeling decent about it, you can get Mo Salah to score and Liverpool to win at plus 105. So just a little bit better odds there.
Yeah, Jota has kind of been a little bit better of a goal scorer lately. He's plus 120, Mane plus 125. So if you don't want to take that Salah route, I don't know his exact goal record in the last 10 matches or so, but I know he's slowed down since the beginning of the season. And, you know, Jota's just coming off the brace, so if you get plus odds, it's a possibility. It's still not the best odds, but I mean, Liverpool are minus 280 or whatever he said. So I guess when you take that into consideration, maybe the plus 120 isn't as terrible as it looks. So,
yeah.
So the next match here, and that is Thursday. So conveniently, we have a game. We're previewing game Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we got Manchester United home against Arsenal. And, you know, Manchester United, they got their new interim manager, Ralph Rangnick. However you say that guy's name, he's actually not going to be coaching this game because he's you know, they got COVID protocols. So he's probably talked to the team. Who knows what he's actually said, but as we mentioned last week, we still got the caretaker manager, Michael Carrick. He will be leading the team, and Manchester United plus 100 to win, Arsenal plus 270. You can get over 2.5 goals at minus 125-ish, under 2.5 goals, plus 105-ish. So What do we think about these odds? First off, I'm not sure they're correct odds. And which way are you leaning here? Manchester United plus 100 at home? Are they playing that well?
I mean, they definitely have played slightly better. To hold Chelsea to a draw on, was that Sunday, is a really good result considering Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea are a little bit without a forward, but they scored that goal from a penalty. The match prior, they beat Villarreal 2-0. So Michael Carrick's definitely got them playing a lot more defensive, and that's kind of evidenced by when you look at the possessions. I think in both those matches, it was like 60-40 to the other team, Villarreal or Chelsea. So they're definitely sitting back. They're not necessarily like trying to hold the ball and progress it a ton. It's kind of like a bit more counterattacking. So I think Michael Carrick at this point is just like trying to get some results for them. And that being said, like, I could see Arsenal kind of dominating this game from a, like, an attacking perspective, but Manchester United look a lot more organized defensively. I could potentially be talked into those plus 100 odds.
Are they back, Manchester United? Are they the best team?
I'm not saying that by any means, but I just think that they have definitely played a little bit better. I mean, that the giveaway against Chelsea where Jadon Sancho went down and scored was a little bit lucky, but they also played, you know, well enough to keep them like very pretty tame.
For our longtime listeners here, this isn't anything new for Chris to be going against Arsenal. So
yeah, if you've been listening to us for 3 months, then you understand that I'm at my wit's end here as we approach two teams that I enjoy watching them, but I enjoy watching them lose more or less.
Yeah, so I'm just pulling up the stats here from that Chelsea Manchester United match. Expected goals: Chelsea 2.51 to 0.73. 24 shots to 3 shots, 15 corners to 2 corners. And you could say some of that's game script, but Chelsea pretty much dominated the first half. Sancho got that early goal in the 50th minute, the Jorginho PK, 69th minute. So it's not like Manchester United had a lead for, I don't know, more than 45 minutes. They had it for 19 minutes. So it's not like that was a game script kind of thing. Like you said, they're kind of playing more defensive. And I think it's going to be just going off that. I think going under 2.5 goals here is the way to go. What, plus 105? So you're getting plus odds on it. Mm-hmm. I think the over-under is higher just because, you know, you got these top six clubs going against each other, and that's kind of what it's all about. But Arsenal, it's not like they're a high-scoring team. Like, they're winning these games, but a lot of these games have been 2-0. And those wins are against lower quality teams. When they go against better teams, when they go against Liverpool, they couldn't score against Liverpool. They couldn't score against, just going through the list here, they couldn't score against Brighton. They couldn't score against Chelsea. They couldn't score against Manchester City. So you throw in their inconsistencies and how all their wins are basically against non-elite teams. And sure, Manchester United are maybe struggling a bit, but like you said, they're playing more defensive. They're getting Harry Maguire back from suspension. You could put that all together, and this could be a 1-1, another 1-1 type of match. It could be 1-0. It could be scoreless. It could be 2-0. But I don't think this is one where these teams are going to go off and there's going to be a ton of goals, really.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that plus, that under 2.5 goals for plus 105 odds is a really good shout for all the reasons that you outlined.
Yeah, just even looking back at last season, one of the results was scoreless. The other one was 1-0 to Arsenal. And then going further, I do like the Arsenal side in this. I believe I actually wrote about the Arsenal win-draw, which is almost even money. But Arsenal have won 3 of the last 5, and the other 2 are draws. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Ronaldo and these guys are going to be super pumped about this new interim manager, and they're just going to go crazy. They're going to go 4-0 and beat Arsenal. Maybe that's going to happen, but I choose to go against current form and the history between these teams sure, as Mikel Arteta against Ole last season, but I'll go with those recent results and take the under and back the Arsenal side in this.
Yeah. To back up slightly, really interesting that that United got Ralf Rangnick there as their, I guess it's confirmed that he's going to be their next manager. Yeah, that's, I mean, somebody who obviously knows what they're doing. He's kind of created all those systems with the Red Bull clubs, but that wasn't came up kind of out of the blue for me at least. And I know they were trying to like get Poch from PSG, trying to figure out what they're going to do. But yeah, I think that makes a big difference for them over the season, as he's shown that like he can lead teams to like definitely play better. So he's a guy with a system who will do much better for United than kind of what they had going, where it was like a for the first part of the season, it just seemed like they were just like throwing big names on a team sheet and hoping that they go forward and find the back of the net. Whereas like now, I think on Saturday where Ronaldo was dropped to the bench, right, and we saw a little bit more pressing out of that front line. So it'll be interesting to see like the style that they play moving forward, specifically in this match on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, who really knows like what like Carrick's gonna be the one on the sidelines, but like this guy could he could have, you know, a Zoom conference call with the team and give them, you know, directives basically and tell them how to play instead of not allowing the caretaker manager to play, you know, whatever formation. They played a 4-3-2-1 or something against Chelsea. And they've been playing the 4-2-3-1. Maybe I honestly don't know what formations this guy runs, so maybe it's gonna be something completely different. And I don't know. It.
They're just gonna like zoom them in on the projector at halftime. Like, all right, come on, boys, let's get out of our final third here and try to get in attack.
Yeah, I mean, for all we know, he could be zoomed in the training and, you know, giving these guys, telling these guys how to play in training. That some guy just running around with like a screen and being like, hey, yeah, move here, whatever. And like, we don't know how they're approaching this matchup, basically. Whereas Carrick, he played, it seems like he's a little closer to Ole in terms of tactics, but so I guess that's something to consider here. We keep saying, you know, wait until lineups to come out if you don't truly like a bet, and probably what you want to do with this one, because we don't know who's going to play. We don't know who's going to start. I think Sancho picked up in, so that's something in there. He's last two matches and looked a little better than he did previously. So,
Yeah. And
but.
for the record here, I'm taking Manchester United plus 100. It sounds like you might be going the other route.
Oh, I'm 100% going there. Oh, did you miss?
Perfect. Yes. Perfect. I think, like I said, I got the earlier match that we I like when Norwich and I like Manchester United this week.
No, I don't. I might be cutting out here, but I said you also on Everton plus 650 to win,
Oh,
right?
I missed that part, but I'm completely out on that.
Okay.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, so best bet time. All right, I got to refresh and stretch out before giving this play. Okay, so
Maybe go on like a spiritual journey or something like that quickly.
right. Leeds home against Crystal Palace. Tuesday. I'm just getting this out of the way because these matches extend 3 days. So I'm just going right away. This game's tomorrow. So hopefully you listen to this before this match happens. We got over 2.5 goals at -105 between Leeds and Crystal Palace. Last season, 2-0 and 4-1. Of course, Patrick Vieira wasn't the manager. I think Palace they've been better. They've been much better offensively under Vieira, despite what they got. They got the last goal against Aston Villa last game, but their games have been more high scoring. And there's a chance Patrick Bamford comes back in this match. He went, I just wrote this down earlier. He went in full 90, I believe, Monday with the U23s. Luke Ayling also went 45 in that match, so they could be getting – oh, sorry, I'm thinking way ahead. Those guys are not returning because they played Monday with the U23s. So forget what I said. Okay, so Anderson is going to be out for Crystal Palace, and I think that is the main thing I'm looking at. So they lost – they gave up 2 goals to Villa. They gave up 3 to Burnley before that. They had a couple, clean sheets that kind of came out of nowhere, that Manchester City win. But just looking back at their matches, the 3-0 loss against Liverpool, they gave up 2 to Leicester, they gave up 2 to Arsenal. And just going back to Leeds, talked about them last week, and they are having struggling to score. But I think the Palace issues on the back line, and I'm just going to run through some numbers here. Leeds have scored in every home match but the loss to Liverpool. And they've also allowed goals in every match, in every home match but the game against Watford. So more often than not, there's going to be goals. And the hope here is that it doesn't finish 1-1 and it's a simple, both teams score. But I'm going over 2.5 in this one. I think this is also one where you can go a little crazy, my over 3.5, over 4.5, that kind of thing. I think if these teams get going, if it's up and down, like I think it'll be, I think there will be goals. And hopefully Leeds will, under Rafinha and Rodrigo and Harrison, those guys can get going. Daniel James, hopefully this will be the match that can get going and break my best bet streak. So there you go. Over 2.5 goals. Do like that bet.
Yeah, certainly interesting. Rafinha is at +200 for any time goal scorers. If you think that he's going to be the main man, I know we talked about it in our last podcast where he's got 4 goals, and that's pretty much the majority of Leeds United goals this season. So if you like any of that over 2.5, maybe a slide a Rafinha bet to score for +200 elsewhere. That's probably your best bet. And then Rodrigo's +185. So he's got a little bit better scoring odds than Rafinha. But yeah, like where your head's at with that one. And, if you want to add a little bit to it with some anytime goal scorers, there's a couple other options out there.
Yeah, do a little same game parlay, throw a goal scorer in, throw the win in. You can get a decent payout on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, I'm hopeful to get the best bet right back on track here. And I'm going to follow it up with mine here. We've already discussed this game, so it'll be easy for me to run through. But Norwich City, I like them this week, specifically tomorrow. You can get a Norwich draw, no bet at +175. And I like that enough to take it as my best bet this week. So if they draw, no biggie. If they win, you're at +175. And then if you really feel particularly good about that one, you can just go straight up Norwich to win. That's +275. So if that one hits, we're in back-to-back weeks with teams to win at +200 odds. We like to, if that one cashes, we like what we're hearing here. But if you want to play it a little bit more safer, you got Norwich draw no bet at +175. So that's my best bet. And then one other one I want to chuck in here, and we kind of discussed it, is Mo Salah to score and to win at +105 against Everton the following day. So those are two outside bets, and then my best bet.
He's doing it. He's going Norwich, putting Norwich in a best bet. So hopefully everyone will send this podcast out here, but Our two best bets are for Tuesday, but fortunately we talked about the other matches there. So I'm going to have to go against you. I'm taking Newcastle to win plus 100. I'm just doing it.
We pretty much have opposite. Like these are the opposite odds of Manchester United and Arsenal. Almost exactly. So, we'll see what happens here. Hopefully it's not like one gets one right and one gets the other one, but hopefully get a little sweeps. So one of us
both right. It's fine.
Yeah. One of us can hop on Friday's podcast and gloat a little bit.
I will say, so one of Norwich's best players, Matthias Norman, he's going to be out for this match. He picked up some kind of hip pelvis injury last match, exited in the 35th minute, but he's done a lot in the midfield, I guess is what I'll say. He's gotten forward and he's a big defensive midfielder, but he's not really a defensive midfielder. He just has a lot of defensive stats and he gets forward. But he's been pretty good this season. I think that's a tough loss for him. And I'm not saying that's going to be the reason they lose, but it's something to keep in mind. I also think just Alan Saint-Maximin, him going against Brandon Williams and Max Aarons, I think he has the advantage there.
Don't make me reconsider this bet.
All right, well, that's all I'll say. Newcastle plus 100 is my second best bet of the – no, I'm just kidding.
All right, fair enough.
No, I'm not going that far. You got it. You can I'll ride with your Norwich pick. That's – we ride or die on this podcast, and we stick together, at least on our best bets. Okay,
so great.
But all right, that's it. So I got over 2.5 between Leeds and Crystal Palace, and Chris has Norwich draw no bet, which is about plus 170, or if you're feeling crazy, plus 270 to win. Chris, are you smoking any birds this week? What's going on? How did the smoke birds turn out last week? I don't know if the people heard last week, but Chris was smoking birds all week, and...
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Thanksgiving went really well, actually. Did a little bit of an experiment. I got two smaller birds. And one, I did a wet brine and I stuffed it and I baked it, which, turned out well. Did some herbs on it as well. But the real star of the show was the smoked turkey. This one was spatchcocks, which is one of my favorite new words, where you cut out the spine and you butterfly the bird flat so it cooks more evenly. And then you put it on the smoker. It cooks more evenly and much faster. Just did a nice little compound butter on top of that. And I did a dry brine. So I just salted and baking powdered over the top of it for 24 hours and nice and crispy, really good flavor. Both birds were great, but my preference was the smoked turkey or smoked bird, if you will.
Yeah, a lot of talk in the cooking community about spatchcocking, and that seems like the best way to go if you're making turkey. It takes a little more time than just a regular one, just because you gotta take out the spine and all that. But I guess Chris would know best.
So. Yeah, that's where I disagree. But you just cut out the spine. Takes about half the time amount of time to cook. So
True.
So,
okay, yeah. Well, there's our 2-minute segment of smoking birds and wagers. But until then, we will be back for, yes, there's more matches this weekend. So we'll be talking either Thursday again as usual, or we'll be talking Friday. We'll see what happens. We do have those Thursday matches, so we're going to have to bring that into the schedule. But anyways, everyone, thanks for watching on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, I am at Roto's Adroit. Chris is at CHROwen8, and that's all on Twitter. Make sure to subscribe. If you want any content from RotoWire, rotowire.com/soccer trial, you can get a free 10-day trial, no credit card required. If you're following along on YouTube, you can get this awesome soccer betting screen where you can compare DraftKings odds, FanDuel odds, and just look at the matches here with everything. And that's a pretty cool addition we added to the site recently. But That's it for Kits and Wagers. Chris, thanks for joining me. And to everyone, good luck in game week 14.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.